7:39, I think we have a way to fight crime in Bryant College Station.
Superhero?
Without using apps that could be a problem. Wow, what is that called again?
Avoid the ghetto.
Yeah, very nice. That's nicely done. Nicely done. What am I going to do? I hate to do this on the air, but I'm going to. Chase, is a city. There's a city called Lancaster, California, that apparently is chirping in bird noises, piping in bird noises to cut down on the crime rate. Would you see if you could find that, please? The reason I'm saying this is because there's kind of a tradition about Lancaster, California, and sound. They have a musical road in Lancaster, California.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to play that for you in a minute. But apparently they're using sound now to cut down on the crime rate. Okay, we'll see.
I got the story.
Okay, by the way, today is officially Ditch New Year's Resolution Day.
Ah, right.
So there. Now you can officially do that.
Yeah,
today.
Go back to eating.
You haven't been doing it anyway,
and that's right.
Fine.
Yeah, quit that gym.
Now today is the official day to do that. Also today is St. Anthony's Day. St. Anthony is the patron saint of domestic animals.
Mm.
Now, the mention about Lancaster, California. Crime is down in the city of Lancaster. They're in Los Angeles County, but kind of out there in the desert. The mayor would be one R. Rex Paris. He's sure he knows why. It is the chirping. He said, don't you feel it, as he walked down the city sidewalk? Because the chirping subconsciously discourages criminality, according to the mayor. Do we have a sample of what this sound is that cuts down on crime?
I believe we do, if you'll stand by for just a moment.
From Lancaster, California. 70 speakers along a half mile of Lancaster Boulevard. Let's listen.
Oh, yes, that's very nice. Yes.
Yeah, that's like...
And so by doing
like
that...
massage music.
Right, exactly.
There.
They have mellow synthesizing tones. Uh-huh. They do it 5 hours a day. His claim is the bird songs and the music calm citizens down. They're fine-tuning it right now so that brain chemicals can, in fact, be impacted by the sounds that we hear. Minor crimes in Lancaster fell about 15% last year compared with 2010. Now, they asked the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department about this.
Uh-huh.
By the way...
Does it work?
Well, look...
I mean, is crime down?
He says it's wonderful because he said we're not seeing that impulse control crime. It's astonishing how this has changed the community.
It'd be hard to snatch a purse to that music,
sure.
You know?
Yeah. Serious crime down 6%. Now, if you go through and dig down in the numbers, the crime rate had already been going down. But, of course, as they talk to members of the law enforcement community, they say it's a factor.
So,
because after all, they're really not going to want to say, well, sure, if you put in sounds that you know, with birds and music and stuff like that, crime's going to go down. First of all, I find that hard to believe, but nonetheless.
Well, you may have said this, but where is the music, like, piped in up through the streets?
Or yes,
where,
they have these. Well, you've seen them. If you've gone to places where they have these outdoor speakers that, you know, are little things that sit about 8 or 9 inches off the ground. Yeah, they have 70 of these speakers on the main boulevard. So where would we put those in Bryan College Station? I mean,
well,
you know.
I know.
You know what we? Yeah, because when we start naming streets,
yeah. Go ahead, Scott. You start.
Then we become a radio version of Avoid the Ghetto.
Exactly. So you know, but I would think that there are some areas that probably aren't used to hearing that.
Yeah,
we need to put it on roads that don't have trees, right? Because where would the birds don't sing as they fly very often, and so you know, being able to do that. But as I say, Lancaster, California, kind of has a reputation. Because they did this, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago. They took a highway outside of Lancaster, and they cut grooves in it. So that when you rode over the highway, because you've heard the little rumble strips, right?
Sure.
On the side of the road when you're falling asleep and, you know, right before you hit the tree.
That was in Florida, wasn't it? That it played the tune?
Well, this one happens to be in Lancaster, California.
Oh, okay.
So there's more than one, and I know there's some in Japan, but here's the one outside of Lancaster. As you drive along at a speed, certain speed, this is what you get here. So So I know what to get your kids to be quiet for like 45 seconds or something.
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
Do it again, Daddy.
No, we're not going back.
What's it sound like when we're going backwards at 60 miles an hour?
Yeah.
I don't know. Play that three times and I'm nervous.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Sure.
That's right.
Oh well. The other day, yesterday, I'm in the parking lot of Grocertorium.
Yeah. And was I parked on the curb?
No. And I hear
in the fire lane.
And I hear the William Tell Overture.
Uh-huh.
You know. Kind
somebody
of loudly,
jamming,
but in
windows down.
Well,
did you wait? Did you listen and then get out of your car?
My first thought was ringtone. Okay,
Did you look for a guy on a white horse?
Yeah, and looked around. Then I saw it, and what it was is the ride with the horse where you put the money in and the horse. You know.
Oh yes. And so Scott waited for the kid to get off.
Right.
That's my turn.
Yeah.
Come on. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Giddy up! Yay!
Checked his pocket. Nothing there. Ask a stranger for a quarter.
Please. It doesn't take credit cards. I can't swipe my card on there.
Really. I need to do. Looks at me. How old are you?
Put a card swiper on there. That'd be great. All right, here we go. The Jan Rayne Society Social Identity Study, whoever those people are, indicates that websites need to lose this whole registration requirement if they want to engage consumers. A full 86% of us are bugged by having to register at a website.
Mm-hmm.
And most will give false information.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Or leave forms incomplete when creating a new account.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 people say that they'll leave a website if they forget their password or their login info instead of trying to recover it. And personally, I mean, I used to look at the Dallas Morning News a lot, and they've gone to a paywall, and I just quit. I just don't go there anymore. I just do not do it.
Before they went to that, though, do they actually charge for content now?
Well, I think they...
Because they've had a login for a long time.
Yes,
yeah,
they've
had that, and I do have a login for DMN.
But well, do they still do that? I mean, do they charge? Is there a paywall?
I
haven't been there in a while.
Well, okay, though. So that's what
you can do is if it's not a pay service, and we've talked about this. It's been a few years, but we've talked about this. Go to the website bugmenot.com.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Enter the website, and it will give you a username and a password and a percentage success rate for that.
Okay.
So then you can try that username password combination to see if it will let you in.
Ah.
That's really only for the free ones.
Yeah.
It's bugmenot altogether, obviously. Uh-huh. Bugmenot.com.
Okay. And,
I don't think there's a paywall because I just went to Dallas Morning News and just picked out a sports story and it's given me the whole thing. It hasn't asked me. So my computer has remembered my password.
And that may be part of it. One of the smaller papers that does have a paywall. Well, I don't know if it's successful or not, is the Waco Tribune Herald.
Yes, it does. Because I just tried to go there the other day.
And Donis Baggett is the publisher up there.
Uh-huh.
So they are, as a smaller paper, trying the paywall situation. Don't know how that's working. I think the way they do it at the New York Times is pretty good because you can get X number of articles per month before a paywall comes in. And that's probably a pretty good way to do it because if people are just kind of casually going in looking for content and they're not trying to get a whole lot of stuff, then you still continue to have that good relationship. But again, if 86% of the people are bugged and 9 out of 10 of those who don't have their password either saved in there and are just willing to go on to another website, then that's going to be kind of counterproductive if you're wanting people to stay there. All right.
I think you're right now. On second look, it looks like I got a little teaser for free.
Yeah.
But then I went for a second one.
Yep.
And it wants subscriber sign in.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. And they'd like your credit card information too.
Yeah.